Just like all of us do, when we really can grasp for even a moment the power and the majesty of God, how unworthy we are of that. And so like all of us, he's spoken words he shouldn't have. And the thing is harmful words can be reckless words. They can be words that we don't think about. They can be words that we say too quickly and too abruptly. Proverbs 10:19 says, "He who holds his tongue is wise." And I think sometimes in my life, that would be really good for me to keep in mind. Sometimes it's just better to stay quiet. Sometimes it's better to stop and think and say, you know what, am I still going to want to say that thing 30 minutes from now? Or am I going to be so glad that I stopped and didn't say exactly what came to my mind in that moment, even if it would have been smart or funny or really would have taught that person a lesson? Harmful words can be divisive words. They can cut. I feel like we've seen such an example of that in the last couple of years with everything going on in the world and political situations, is how many relationships have been ruined just over divisive words that ultimately neither side is going to change the other one's mind. But we've said these things and we've cast these insults. And it's like, can't we come together, especially as the body of Christ and as people who love Jesus, and say, you know what, I don't agree with you on everything. And we're never going to agree on everything, but I love you and I honor you and I respect your right to believe the way you believe. And I don't need to make you feel small for that, that it's okay that we love each other in spite of our differences and that we find our common ground, which is that we are all just sinners. I had a pastor one time and he used to always say that at the heart of Christianity, that we were just one beggar telling another beggar where we found bread. And I always think about that when I want to kind of get on my high horse and think that I'm better or that I have something really wise to say. It's just that we're all lost and broken. We've all been at that point. And so it's to use our words to encourage. And I think all you have to do is, if you've ever done that thing, which the iPhone can be so hateful, where you like send a text to somebody that you didn't mean to send to them, and you go, oh my gosh, like it's that immediate feeling of, I want to get those words back. I don't want that person to see those words. And it makes us realize how careful we have to be with the words we say, because even though they're small, they can carry such a big weight. And so the second point I want to talk about is what our words were intended to do. This is kind of funny. I was at a speaking event a while back in a city, and it was a women's event because I do a lot of those. And it was all women. And so we were in this deal, and I was there with my best friend, Gully, and we were walking in the hallway, and this lady who was coordinating the event walked up to us, and she said, "Have you ladies had a chance to visit the I'm Enough mirror?" And we were like, no, we don't know about the I'm Enough mirror. And she said, "Oh, it's a really beautiful, powerful experience. You need to go see the I'm Enough mirror." And so, you know, we're game. So we walked down the hallway because at that point, if nothing else, we were curious, what is an I'm Enough mirror? And so it turns out it's like a mirror, like just what you would think, like in Sleeping Beauty or Snow White or, you know, whatever, one of those where you look in the mirror and it tells you things. But you would put these headphones on while you were looking in this mirror, and it was a piped-in voice that would just tell you, like, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're amazing, you're a great person. And here's what hit me. Are we really at a point in society where we have to have, like, a piped-in voice that's not real and that doesn't know us to tell us those things? And I'm like, what does that say about us, that there are people that are so desperate to hear like positive things about themselves or good things about themselves that you're going to wear headphones to hear those words? Because you're like, guess what? That piped in voice doesn't know you. You may have been a real jerk that morning, and that voice is still going to tell you you're amazing. So maybe we need to have real life people who will build us up, and we need to be those real life people. Or we encourage the people around us and equip them and make them feel loved and known by the words that we choose to speak to them. I just believe that we're called to use our words to honor God and to honor others and to refresh the spirits of those around us and to speak life and blessing and to say the things to people that we hope people can say to us. Because when you put those things out, I feel like they come back to you, because it can be such a small thing, but it can have such a big power in each other's lives. And ultimately, I believe this doesn't just apply to the words that we speak to others, but the words that we speak to ourselves. Because I feel like Satan wants to get us in a thing where he tries to tell us that we're not good enough and we're not smart enough. And dadgum, people don't like us. But the truth is that we have a God who is telling us that we are so much more than that and sees us as so much more than that. And there's a great song by David Crowder. And the title of it is, "Here's My Heart, Lord, Speak What Is True." And what he says is, "I am found, I am yours, I am loved, I'm made pure."